Good evening, everybody. It's still Tuesday, the 14th of August, 2012. I'm still Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is still my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way home now. It's just gone 6 o'clock at night, and I've been inspired to record a boo by McColgan, who I've been catching up with some of his older boos, and he did a boo last week where he raved about the quality of the Olympic coverage by the BBC. And this is something I've been meaning to talk about as well. It's something that John and I covered a little bit on our Parental Geekery podcast last week, but I just wanted to go in a little bit more detail because I was absolutely blown away by the BBC coverage. Not just for the amount of coverage they produced, but also for the amount that was available for online streaming. The Olympics were on over 2 weeks, and for the first of those weeks, we were on holiday in a rented house, so we had access to normal terrestrial TV, and we saw what they were doing with not just live broadcasts on BBC One and BBC Three, but also with access to different sports via the red button, so that we saw the amount of choice there. When we got home, we did things a little bit differently because our home TV setup is a little bit eclectic in that we don't really have a terrestrial TV feed that's watchable. Our main TV is powered by an Apple Mac Mini, and we do have adapters for that, so it does receive both a coax feed and a satellite feed, and we've got a piece of Apple software which is called ITV, which is capable of decoding a television feed, and it gives you an electronic program guide and program recording capability like Sky Plus or Freeview Plus or whatever. So we have access to Freeview via the aerial and FreeSat. But it's never been at all good for watching live broadcast. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's that the Mac can't keep up with decoding real time or what, but both the aerial and the satellite transmissions halt regularly, so you'll watch a bit and then it pauses and then it comes back, and it's a bit like watching TV like that, and it just drives both of us mad. It doesn't do it if we record stuff and play it back, so it must be something to do with the real-timeness of actual live TV, but it basically means that we just don't ever watch live TV. So when we got back home after our week away, we experimented with various different ways of watching the Olympics and came to the conclusion that actually the best thing to do was to use a web browser on the Apple Mac and just navigate to the BBC Sport homepage and use their live streaming services. The BBC's live streaming services, both iPlayer and the stuff that they use for sport, which I'm sure is fundamentally the same technology, are brilliant. We watched pretty much all of the second week of the Olympics via streaming, and there were only a couple of times when it sort of hourglassed and it couldn't quite keep up. The first was Usain Bolt in the 100 metres final, and clearly there were just so many people watching it, it was struggling a little bit with demand, but it recovered and it sorted itself out. And the second time we noticed it stuttering a bit was the start of the closing ceremony, but again it sorted itself out. So I don't know if there were technicians at the BBC increasing capacity or doing what they do, but it is a phenomenal service. And the way that they sort of bookmark things so that when you go into the live player, there are little tab marks along the bottom that show all the sports that they've shown up to that point, and you can go back and watch a particular sport again and jump to it. They first did it during Wimbledon, where you could go to a specific set in a match, and it's phenomenal. You know, our BBC is world class in streaming live television, and it was brilliant. And I'm now looking towards the Paralympics, which of course Channel 4 is the broadcaster for, and I'm hoping Channel 4 can live up to what the BBC have done, because the BBC were brilliant.